Pāora Stanley is an outspoken chief executive of Ngāi Tinangi. I was interested too, and I saw a report. He says, hey, there's cheats and liars here too in the emergency accommodation scene. It does marry up, doesn't it? While you expect most people to be on the up and up, some are rorters. And I was pleased that Pāora pointed that one out as well. Of course, we are very supportive of people who find themselves in difficult circumstances, including in emergency housing, but some are just playing it, you'd have to think. So emergency housing in Tauranga and elsewhere needs an overhaul and too many crooks and charlatans, says Pāora Stanley from Ngāi Tinangi. He's with us today. Tēnā koe, Pāora. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, geez. I sound like a bad guy.
No. A realist, I think. There will be a percentage that are playing it or rorting it. So that stands to reason, doesn't it? What sort of percentage?
I don't know. Well, I would say roughly 15 to 20% of the people who come through all of our services are on the game, mate. You know, like, it doesn't matter whether it's for treatment, for meth treatment or counselling or stuff. They're there for a tactical, strategic reason to help them earn better. And in housing, it's even worse. You go out there, like the tribe has invested about $9 million into properties to house people in emergencies. And then, you know, the large amount of the people there are really good. You help educate them, you get them your full license and help them get into jobs, and they move on. And then the other lot are just, they'll leave in the middle of the night taking the bloody queen-size beds you put in there for them. And they're just hooking into all this gear and they're walking out with it. And that's a tragedy in itself. And I've worked around the world in First Nations, and you see this in other places, but, you know, and I've seen this happen on the reservations in Canada as well. Where people just try it on, particularly in housing, people are always trying to have it on. In First Nations in Canada, for example, a lot of the tribes up there provide rental or leased housing to their whānau, to their tribal members, and huge bills. They just don't pay the rent. They just say, well, I'm in the house now. I'm not paying it. Back to you. And I'll go out and buy a new Chevy. And I've seen it happen all over the world. So, and this is no different. And at the other end, there are the people, particularly during COVID, who went out and bought motels in places like Rotorua. And then they gave substandard service to our people. And they were clipping the ticket as well, like hugely. So it's just a huge cloth. I'm not saying I support the government. I just do not disagree with them, Dale.
Well, there's going to be a percentage, let's call it 10%, who are rorting the system. It's frustrating when, as you say, you've spent $9 million on whare to support them. But is this something that becomes ingrained when you're used to being pushed around by the bureaucracy? You haven't been able to find work, into generational unemployment, and everyone's out to get what they can. But it's pretty galling when it's our own people who are ripping off the system designed and implemented by our own people. What made you go public with this one, Pāora?
Oh, well, I just asked for comments. So I commented what I thought or what I know. And what we've experienced with it, and what we've experienced with it is no different to other places we have served as CEO around the world, particularly in First Nations. Your very kind comments just now about why people do this. I'm a trained social worker, Dale. You sounded better than me, but you know the thing is that. There's this poverty thinking, and I'm grown in abject poverty, really. And we got into our first house, and on the second day, we we'd inadvertently destroy. We didn't know how to look after a place. Now, I'm not saying everybody who's poor is like this. I'm just saying that there is a level of people and who do not know how to look after it. You know, like there are times in Canada where they were built houses for people, and you know, similarly in Australia, where they didn't know how to use a toilet. They'd never seen a toilet before. They didn't know how to use it, and with the oven, they built the fire in the oven. You know, there's stuff like that that didn't, and it goes down to things like not knowing how to clean it and the impact it has of simple things like not cleaning gutters and stuff like that. So in our programs, we try to teach people that. And so they know it better. And sometimes it's because, it's one, because people don't know, and two, because people don't give a crap, actually.
Well, milking the system, you know, we've got a food bank here, and you get the impression that some people go from one food bank to the other to the other. Anything free will clout on. And, of course, a small percentage of people have a sense of entitlement too when it comes to emergency accommodation. I don't want to denigrate all because most are good people in difficult circumstances. So while we've raised this issue publicly, that's just part of the show. What about the bureaucracy and the politicians? Let's rip into them for a minute, Paula.
Well, yeah, they're no bloody different, mate. Now, they're jumping in there. You know, one of the more recent examples around, you know, accommodation allowances to getting cut off to everybody else, and the Prime Minister's having his own little bloody trough in there. But, you know, the difficulty, like, public servants, just a quick word on them, they're hard workers, bro. Like, they don't go into, a lot of them are lefties anyway, is what I found with public servants. They really want to make a difference. The problem is that they tie up their own existence in making bigger policies. It ties up everybody else. And so I've got no real problem with cutting back on the public service itself, even though I know a lot of people in there are good people. But, you know, they get, we've got a government now that's running rampant and making changes for the sake of making changes with no thought at all is the impact of those changes. And that is really dangerous. My own personal belief is that this government will not last 18 months of its tenure. It'll blow itself apart. However, that's only my personal opinion, but that's because they're going around in circles. They're like the perfect bureaucratic anarchist. They just deny and fight everything that's good or everything that causes change. And you won't get anywhere in a country like that, I wouldn't think.